What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Opinions.
Everybody's got one.
You know the rest.
The trick is finding one that's actually backed up by expert analysis and accurate information.
The word is trust.
And we've got plenty of it to go around.
Get the winning edge.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Radio Network.
Scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Wicked Wednesday has a big gun. We've got a lot of stuff to unpack. Robbie Ray wins the American League Cy Young Award. Cashes a ticket 80-1 at one point for Robbie Ray, and he's looking to cash in again as Robbie Ray is a free agent. And I do not believe that the Toronto Blue Jays will pay him the type of money that other teams are going to want to pay him after he had a stellar year when, quite frankly, he really is not an ace. But congratulations to Robbie Ray for winning the Cy Young. Corbin Burns. Smithers! Corbin Burns wins. I always think I'm screwing up his name when I say his name. Corbin Burns. I'm always thinking, I'm like, did I just say the guy from L.A. Law? Corbin Burnson? Or is it Corbin Burns? Mr. Burns. So yeah, Mr. Burns wins the National League Cy Young. So the baseball season's officially done for us. We still had a couple of bets in for the Cy Young. We hit the American League Rookie of the Year. We lose the Cy Young Award bets. All right, we've got NFL football we're breaking down tonight. Ian Cameron's going to step up and in. Dennis Dodd from CBS will join us. We'll talk college football. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, will kick it with us. We'll talk golf. All right, we got a couple of golf tournaments. There's a big one in Europe. There's another one going on in Georgia, RSM Classic. Although, as we all know, they use the word classic kind of loosely in the golf world, don't they? I mean, classic, like, come on. The Rose Bowl's a classic, right? The Rose Bowl's a classic. I don't know if the RSM and... they've got something called the DP Championships going on in Europe. And, for the record, I'm thinking you guys should probably come up with a different name than the DP World Championships. I'm just, for the record, Lisa Ann is a plus 800 favorite. So the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, what's in Cam's bank? I'll tell you what. We're going to talk college football. We're going to talk NHL hockey. And we got Joan Collins tonight, like, hard. Basically, and like, whatever could go wrong went wrong late in these games to the type of stuff and to the script that, like, it's almost unbelievable, but it's believable. So anyone watching that NIU Buffalo Bull game? So NIU in Buffalo, we got NIU, and we got the under. I hate betting unders. Total's 59. I got the under. It's 24-21. 24-21 with a couple of minutes left type of deal. So all I got to do is hang on for the win. Hey, we win NIU on the money line, and we win the under in a bet. No, so the kid on the Buffalo Bulls drills a 55-yarder into the freaking wind. Because, of course, he does, right? Never mind the fact, like, the kicker of the Buffalo Bills can't make an extra point, but the kid on the Buffalo Bulls, freshman too, longest kick in his life, of course. Then that jackass kid last week that over-celebrated missed a kick. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down. We're kicking it on the Wicked Wednesday. Let's do this thing. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's going to join us. We'll talk some golf for you golf degenerates. We'll find out what's in Cam's bag. We've got not one, but two golf tournaments to break down. We're talking NFL football, the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots on the board on Thursday. And I found a way to, like, get a piece of this game by taking Mac Jones to win the Rookie of the Year. I think the New England Patriots are going to win this football game. I think the New England Patriots are going to make the playoffs, and there's no way in hell that Mac Jones will not be the Offensive Rookie of the Year to National Football League if the Patriots make the playoffs, which they will. Or at least they're going to be, you know, they're going to, I don't see why they don't get to double digit wins at this point in time. The Patriots are just getting better on a weekly basis. And I think that, the play is Mac Jones, right now. Now this is pretty crazy. We went like opposite, tonight, right? It wasn't, I got to tell you something. Anybody tunes into the show on a nightly basis knows that we generally have been betting against the Lakers as much as we can. But it's a little bit different when you're getting 10 and a half points like we did tonight. Giannis went off, all right? Giannis dropped 47 points. And I think it's fitting, actually, that it was just last night that Pete Yiannopoulos joined us and said, you know, hey, look, Steph Curry scores 50 in, you know, in a regular season game. And, you know, basically he breaks the internet. Giannis does it in the finals in game, you know, to win the championship. And, you know, it's basically silence of the lambs, and you see it. Like, don't believe there's not a double standard. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is. Like, I sometimes think it's because he's not American, right, that, I don't know, like, quite frankly, he's not American. So he's not going to get the same sort of type of hype, and it's hard to say that Giannis isn't hype, but look at Luka Doncic and the hype that Luka gets. What's Luka ever done in his life besides get eliminated by the Clippers every year? You know, Luka's a great player. I'm just compared to what Giannis does. Put some respect on his name. But the Lakers did cover. And good teams win, great teams cover. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Not really sure how I feel about this riff. To be honest, I don't like it. Like, I'm going to tell you. It's not heavy enough, all right? Dun, 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 dun. It's a little, I don't know. The only reason I don't really snap, but it kind of angers me, to be honest, is it is sort of 80s metal-ish. I'll give it that. But it's not what I'm looking for. It's not what I'm looking for in a relationship. I'm sorry. All right. So we'll have to do something about that. Right. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down here. And, you know, listen, I'm not really mad. I'm just sort of, I can't lie. I don't really get frustrated about sports betting too much. You bet every day. You know, it is what it is. I've been betting every day since 1982. So you sort of roll with it. But there's certain, like, before I was just blaming October. I'm starting to hate November, too. I'm just going to call it out for what it is. I don't like very much, to be honest. And I especially don't like the fencemen when there's an empty net and there's 10 seconds left in the game and all you got to do is just like pass the effing puck and you turn it over to the Colorado Avalanche and they score an empty netter with 9 seconds left. And I swear to God, the same guy, Quinn freaking Hughes, took a penalty because he got lit up in one end of the rink and it should have been a penalty. They didn't call it. And another thing, I've never seen a team get screwed harder than the Vancouver Canucks on a nightly basis by the refs. I swear to God, it's like they're an expansion team. It's worse. The Seattle Kraken get treated nicer. And so basically, and it was, Hughes got lit up. Like he got run at, smoked. And since the Vancouver Canucks are a bunch of wusses that ride bicycles to the game, all right, these guys ride around on bicycles. I want a team that drives like pickup trucks. All right? Got a bunch of guys. I see the Canucks riding bicycles to the arena. I'm like, oh, God. Really? Guys, I'm eco-friendly. Eco-friendly. So you get lit up in one end of the rink, and then he goes down in the other end, and he barely hits the guy, and he drops his stick, and oh, that's a penalty. But the thing is, Hughes, you're a moron, and you know if you take a penalty, you will get scored on. Well, let's bring in the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Sorry, Cam. I'm just, yeah, it's just one of the bad incidences tonight. And, Cam, we talked about it, buddy. 62%, all right, penalty kill. You know what it is after tonight, Cam? 52. 52. No, they're a bunch of morons. They're undefendable. They're stupid, Cam. They're stupid and soft.
They are soft. And the funny thing is people think the Leafs are soft. The Vancouver Canucks, like, if the Leafs are like soft butter in the sun, I don't know what these guys are. They're in the epitome of soft. And another thing is, when you're a desperate team trying to win a game, you don't give up a power play goal a couple minutes into the game. That's another thing. You come out of the game hot when you're desperate. It's 1-0 before we even started betting. And then they kind of grind after that and you lose 4-2. It's a heartbreaker. Hey, Morenci, yeah, the total pushes at 6. But here's the thing. We had Vancouver plus 1.5. It didn't need to be this way.
It was 2-1 in the third period. I know. They should have won the game. You figure a team.
They could have.
You figure a team that, like, all right, guys, we can't stop anybody if they have the power play. So we better not take penalties. No, how about let's take 3 penalties in the third period? Like, they're stupid. Like, I don't know what to say anymore. Like, I really don't know what to say to these guys anymore. Like, I'd start throwing pucks at them if I was the coach.
Hey, well, he's not going to be around too much longer. I don't know if Travis Green's going to be throwing a puck at him, but some guy will. Former NC, when you lay your head on that nice cool pillow, when you get up, you won't have to worry about seeing these guys pedal bikes. The headline's going to be Benning and Green fired. Vancouver Canucks' biggest disappointment in hockey. That's what it's going to read. You can't go on like this. And you know, Gabe, one thing I know about the National Hockey League, you can't come back. You got to, when you're so far back, it's so hard to win games in regulation. The system is set up to keep it close till the end of the year. These guys are about as good as toast. And you know what? There should be a good hockey team. When you look at their lineup, it isn't tough, but they still got good players. Besser, Patterson, all these guys. They shouldn't be this bad. It's unacceptable.
You're not allowed negative signs, right, in arenas. Like, you can't, like, you
now
can't
that's
have
soft.
Well, no, but in any arena. No, that's in New York, too. You can't have a camp. Like, they kick you out for chanting Fire Dolan. Like, security grabs you. Like, you can't. Welcome to the new world. There's no freedom of speech.
I can't bring in my sign to wrestling. Gold dust plus my priest equals lots of touching. My favorite sign. That was the best wrestling sign I've
gold
ever
dust
seen.
Plus my
dust
priest
plus
equals
my priest equals lots of touching. Is that not the best sign you've ever heard of?
No.
That guy should get paid.
No, you can't. You can't do that anymore.
That was the best.
The old Monday Night Raw sign.
Raw signs?
People, those signs.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it. Too good.
I can't even say what I said on a sign once. I was at a wrestling event. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. And it wasn't even a sign, Cam. I got so mad. It was like the Billy Gunn incident. Like, so I was getting into a Billy Gunn. I had a feud with Billy Gunn, guys, for like a year and a half type thing. And I really shouldn't, because the guy would murder me, right? So I had a feud with Gunn. I've told the story before. Everybody knows it, whatever. I hit Billy Gunn in the face with a beer cup, but it was full of beer. I didn't mean to, like, I wasn't trying to be a jerk and, like, assault him. It was like old days wrestling. Everybody was throwing cups at the ring. It was like, it was acceptable. The only problem is I was double fisting, Cam, like two cups of beer. One of them was kind of warm. I was like, ugh, you know what I mean? And everyone was throwing cups and stuff, but I sort of did like a shovel pass. I sort of like side like a shovel pass right at Billy Gunn. Except, man, with the heavy beer in the cup, it like flew perfectly. And it hit him right in the face. Like literally right in the face. Boom. He wasn't happy. Right? So beer went all over him, all over his face. And I was in the front row. And I had my arms on the rail type thing. And he pulled me over the rail. Right? So he actually he pulled me over the rail. He said, I'm going to effing kill you. And he pulled me over the rail. And everyone in the arena thought I was part of it, right? Because he pulled me over the rail. And they pulled me up the tunnel where they walked in, guys. So, like, he grabbed me by my arm. And he put me, like, my arm behind my back and stuff. And he started, like, pushing me up the aisle. And security came and everything. And everyone thought I was part of it because I went into the locker room with stuff after. But I wasn't part of it. I wasn't. Like, I was scared, actually. I thought, like, when I went in the room, I thought I was in a lot of trouble. Like, when I was in the locker room, and I look up, and there's, like, three security guys. They're raging. Billy Gunn's, like, the security's holding Billy Gunn back, basically, at this point. And I see Mankind Cam, Mick Foley, except he's getting dressed, bro, so he's got, like, his tights on and stuff. I look over, and I'm all drunk, Cam, and I start yelling. I'm like, Mankind, help! Help me! Help me! And I'm like,
Mankind, big help me,
I'm
Mankind!
Like, I'm like, Mick Foley, Mick, help me! Help me! Help me! He looks over, kind of like, so, help me!
That's
help
the
me!
Best.
Help me! I look over, help me! Help me! And I'm like, they're like, you're in a lot of trouble. They're telling me, like, I'm like, no, no. So I ended up just getting kicked out. They took me through some corridor. They didn't even punch me. They pushed me around a bit in the tunnel.
You do that today? That's a whole different story, man.
Oh, yeah. You'd be in a jail cell for sure.
Like, imagine that. You're walking
if I hit
out
Seth Rollins in the face at a WWE event, you get charged. And the soft wrestlers, he injured me. You know what I mean? Billy Gunn could take it. It's just, it got out of control. I just pissed him off. But the next time that there was a wrestling card, like 3 months later, and he was back, and I went back, and there was a kid with like a Sharpie, and he was making signs. I said, "Give me your pen." I picked up like a pizza box, Cam. I started writing abusive things. I'm showing Billy. I'm like, "Suck it, Billy Gunn." He came over and he goes, "Dude, what's your problem, anyways?" He goes, "Are we good?" He shakes my hand. I said, "Hey, we're good, bro. We're good." Billy Gunn, tough guy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. I'm still trying to recover from the gold dust sign.
I'm still trying to recover. Here's one. The best. So here's some of the best college game day signs. This is down the same theme, Cam, and everybody. How about this? Somebody's got like an Alabama sign. It says Alabama, where Ancestry.com and eHarmony are the same.
That's strong.
That sounds pretty. Because the whole thing is, you want to be really crude, but you got to word it where it gets on TV still. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, because I just looked up Monday Night Raw signs, and most of them I can't read here. Like, we can't read them. Like, they're just in the old days. One of the funny ones was, I could be at home watching Nitro. There was an old one.
That
was a good one.
That is good.
But the Alabama one's pretty good. Alabama, where Ancestry and eHarmony are the same. All right, what else?
That is good.
I'm
surprised they let that one go.
Lisa's not going to like this one. A Longhorn fan's got a sign. Even your mascot is a bandwagon.
Wow. Wow. That's brutal. That's a shot of Boomer Sooner. Not very nice.
Sorry. This is a pretty good one. Tom Brady's footballs are harder than Ohio State's schedule. that's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah, this one's pretty good. This sign has won as many national championships as Oregon.
Wow, the facts.
This is a pretty good sign too. Here, I never noticed this actually. How much it's true? The state of Louisiana. I'm sorry, the state of Louisiana. I'm just going over the best signs called Game Day. I never realized it is shaped like a toilet. The state of Louisiana.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It's got that kind of hook to it. It could be the back of the toilet with the seat. Yeah, but I like Louisiana, but it does resemble a throne, a toilet, if you were. Yes.
This one's pretty good. This one's pretty hardcore. This is at Iowa. Win or lose, we don't live in Iowa.
Yes, they bring up that sign. Brings up good points.
Here's a Navy fan. Why doesn't Army football have its own website? They can't string together three W's in a row.
Wow. It's
not bad. That's some good family humor.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's the thing. Clean fun.
All right, here's a good one. Army responded, Navy has small decks. Navy has small
decks. Fantastic. That's really good.
This was pretty good. Ole Miss girls are easier than they're out of conference schedule.
didn't know.
Yeah, this one, all right, they got political here. Miami's offense runs like the Obamacare website.
Man.
OSU schedule is softer than Drake. Seems to be a popular one.
Ooh, yeah, Drake, you bet.
All right, here's good. Florida Gator fan. Our sixes are your tens.
That's amazing.
That's a good one. That's a good. That's a good.
That's strong.
Ole Miss uses Bing. If Marshawn Lynch can get in a cow, then anyone can.
It's true.
Instead of make Army great again, someone said make Army not suck again.
Yeah.
Saban pays for Tinder.
That's so stupid. It's good. He pays for Tinder.
Let's bring Ian Cameron here. Sorry, but Babano.
Yeah. I thought he was off, Gabe. I'm like, what was Babano? Yeah.
Yeah. No. Sorry. It's just some of these sides were just too good.
It's all good.
Babano.
Yeah.
What's up, Babano?
How are you guys?
Which is your favorite sign, Babano? I know this is going to be awkward to ask you. Which one did you like best?
I like the Drake. The Drake one was pretty good. I thought that was pretty good.
I think the Navy has small decks is pretty good.
It gets the point across,
Navy, and it's safe.
Navy has small decks. It's clever. It's funny. It's still got a little bit of, like, crudeness, but that joke has everything. I vote for small decks.
Small decks. That was good. Yeah.
I got to say, though, the Alabama, where Ancestry and eHarmony are the same, is pretty good.
That is strong. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's pretty good. All right. So, and just quick thing about, we'll get into some golf here. Quick thing about the football tonight. This one happens when I bet an under. So, did you guys see the end of the Mac game, everybody? You see that tonight, Cam? You see?
The Buffalo game was crazy at the end, yeah.
Sickening. So, I'm on Northern Illinois money line and the under. It's 24-21, right? With like 2 minutes left or whatever. They stop the Buffalo Bulls, all right? It's a 55-yarder, and it's windy as hell in Buffalo. It's a 55-yarder. Like, most NFL kickers will choke. Right down the middle. Freshman kicker, Buffalo Bull. Longest kick of his life. Said, I never made a kick that long in high school. It's like, oh, great. Yeah, and of course, he just drilled a 55-yarder. Ties the game. Then it's like, wow, there's still a minute left. If Northern Illinois go down the field and kick a field goal, we'll win the game. It'll stay under the number. That jackass kid, remember, Bano, last week that ran on Ball State sidelines? Remember that, Cam? The kicker that went, like, all crazy last week after he won the game by kicking a chip shot? He misses a 37-yarder that would have won the game for them. Right? He misses a 37-yarder. It goes to overtime. 24-24, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. Like, all right, this thing can still stay under, though, as long as we play for field goals here, as long as it's field goals. They go to overtime. The Buffalo Bulls get the ball, guys. Just carve them up. Two plays later, they're on the one-yard line. They call a timeout for whatever reason, Buffalo. I don't know why, right? Everything's going well. They call a timeout. They come out of the timeout. They fumble the snap. It was the miracle that we needed. It was like, oh, my God. They fumbled. I actually said to myself, I swear to God, guys, I said to myself, this is Buffalo. They'll fumble on the three-yard line. I said this. And then, boom, they fumble. They fumble. All Northern Illinois needs is a field goal. They win the game. We still win Northern Illinois in the under. First play, they run into the end zone from the 25-yard line for a touchdown.
Of course.
Yeah.
Can't script it.
What was the total? 59 and a half? Where does it end? 60. Welcome to gambling, baby. That's it's unbelievable, man. Yeah.
You can't.
What are you going
to do? You can't make that up. Bubba Banner, you saw that at the end. You can't. What a bad beat for Buffalo backers, though, huh? Being on the one-yard line. It went bad for everybody. Like,
I had NIU, so I will be thanking my lucky stars about this game.
Yeah. I wonder New Jersey just set a record. $1.3 billion this month. So I brought that up during the I hated that story, and I got angry at people. I got into it with Teddy. I think I got into a Sharepan as well when they brought up that, remember, Cam? The books are just scared of they're going to get killed. Like, people are going to get fired if the San Francisco Giants win the World Series. Right?
I know they won't.
It was like, oh, my God. Like, there's a lot of liability. Yeah, a lot of liability. They can't hide how much money they make, right? It's got to be made public. So just for the record, New Jersey, $1.3 billion in the month of October. That's what the bets were. Figures released Wednesday by the New Jersey Division of Gaming and Enforcement show the casinos and track collectively won. This was their profit, $448 million this month, just in the state of New Jersey alone.
I got to tell you something.
$448 million.
Like, this is great. Like, if I'm in New Jersey, I'm sitting there having
billion.
A cognac.
I know, yeah.
Hey, what are you, New York, what are you doing? Like, you just let New Jersey make all the money anyway.
And New York just made it legal online, but who cares? You got a 51% tax. Kim Jong-un wouldn't even make it 51%. Putin wouldn't do that. Hey, Marazzi, 51%.
I'm betting.
What's the line, Cam? 152.
Yeah.
Pick 'em. Pick 'em. 152.
Yeah. Minus 138. Pick 'em. Like, honestly.
Yeah. 138. Pick 'em.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
What do you want the book to do? They're going to get 51% of the money up. It's like 51%. I'm better off setting up with like the Genovese family in Brooklyn.
Like
the Colombos. I'll set up a booking operation. They'll say, "Yeah, yeah, kid, you can run your shop there. Give us 12%." I mean,
sure.
Cuomo and his goons want 51%. Oh, I forgot he was touching people like gold dust.
Yeah, gold dust plus my priest equals lots of touching.
Cuomo plus my priest equals lots of touching.
New York plus sports gaming equals lost revenues.
Yeah, New York sports. That's the lots of touching. That's a good New York plus sports betting equals lots of touching.
Lots of
below the waist.
Exactly.
Okay. I wish Cam never brought that sign up. I can't get it out of my head.
Oh, it's too good.
Gold dust.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So what do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
The late night anger management class. That's a great clip. I am Gabe Morenci at a Mightier 1090. Sports Grid Radio Networks. Sirius XM channel 159. I'm sorry, I can't get over some of these signs. And this was from Ole Miss just from last week. This from a few weeks ago when Texas A&M. Who names their kid Jimbo? I don't know. This is a popular one. Jimbo sleeps with his socks on. I often sleep with my socks on. Does that make... I guess they control me.
Yeah, I guess. I never understood that. It's winter. Yeah. Like, what do you want me to do? You want my feet to be cold? Like, hey, okay, guys. Like, yeah, I sleep with my socks on. Why? It makes me some kind of freak?
I admit it.
I admit it, too.
I was ripping someone on the show, and I saw in the chat people were agreeing with me. They're like, oh, he sleeps with his socks on. I said, so do I. I don't understand that. I sleep with socks on often.
Yeah, what am I, some kind of freak? Like, I got no shirt on right now, but I got socks on. I can tell you that. You got to keep your feet warm.
Jimbo financed his water bed.
Sorry, that's like he financed his water bed. Oh, man, that's so stupid.
I think this is a great one. At bed. College Station, an Uber is just a cow.
That's good. That's actually really well done.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. Okay, let's get into some golf picks. Let's start off with the RSM Classic. Oh, it's classic, all right. FanDuel's got the odds boost. Kevin Kisner to finish in the top 20 at the RSM Classic was plus 250. Odds boost up to plus 300. Let's start off with you, Cam. RSM Classic. Let's do this thing. Georgia.
Yeah. No, I like this. You said it. Like, they're throwing these terms around loosely, like classic. It should just be called the RSM tournament, but I get it.
Tournament.
These guys are trying to sell. Yeah, it's not a classic by any stretch. This tournament is definitely not a classic.
There is $7 million in cash, though, there.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing.
That's pretty classic.
know what that is? That's golf, Brett. See, right? It doesn't matter if it's a classic or an invitational. These guys, you make it to the PGA Tour and you win, you're set. I'll say this. I'm looking at the odds this week, and Jason Kokrak got us some money to play with, but here we go. We're going to start things off with a guy that you take a lot at 22-1, Russell Henley. He made my card this week. This guy is just absolutely phenomenal. He's always around lingering the top 10. He has a perfect type of game for this course. These courses aren't too long, so Henley at 22. Louis, I'm going to get at 25. I don't know where he is, how he's been working out, but one thing is, he's the cream of the crop in the field, and he's not even the chalk at five. Now we're going for a little bit of value with Kisner, 40-1. Kisner always plays well at Sea Island. He's a University of Georgia guy. He knows this track inside out. And another Georgia guy that we're getting a nice price on, Brendan Todd at 60. Watch out for my boy, horrible hat, but good golf game, Joel Damon from Washington State, 65-1. And Keith, don't call me Kim Mitchell. I am a wild party! 100-1 for him. Keith Mitchell, watch out. There we go. And top 20s, Gabe, a lot of the usual suspects. Louis plus 125, Connors plus 140, Henley plus 150, the FanDuel odds boost, Kisner double K 3-1. We got the Gooch. What you talking about, Willis? I'm gonna take your lunch money, plus 170, Brendan Todd plus 260, Damon plus 310, and Keith Mitchell plus 490. First round leader, four guys sprinkles: Louis, Henley, Damon, Gooch. Those are my guys for the RSM Not So Classic.
Like it. Like it. All right. We got Ghoster in the chat. We'll see who Ghoster likes. We got Babano's golf guy. What's he got, Babano?
He's got actually just a few this week. He's got Brendan Todd, 55-1. Andrew Landry, 110-1. Dylan Fratelli, playing nicely. Two top 25 finishes in his last three starts at 125-1. Graham McDowell, 225-1. Missed the last two cuts, but windy conditions apparently should be beneficial to him. And Andrew Putnam as well. So that's what he's got.
Actually, I like Putnam. He's like 3-3. Putnam is actually a guy I would take at 20, top 20. I think he's over 6-1 on FanDuel. There's two guys, if you like bombs guys, I didn't add. Andrew Putnam, good call by your golf guy, Babano. And Michael Thompson is like 7-1, top 22. These guys, kind of cagey vets that get no respect. If you're looking for sprinkles, top 20. When you're getting guys at 6-7-1, $20, hey, it gets you 140, $160 with these guys. And I'll tell you, Morenci, even though I have a couple chalk guys, we could have like a bomb this week, like Keith Mitchell, 100-1. This is the thing about this course. It's not that long. So what does that do? Everybody's in play, right? If it's 7,700 yards, you know only big ball hitters are going to be at the top of the leaderboard. Some of these small guys can plod along. So it's going to be a very, very tight leaderboard when Dubs talk to us too. I expect fireworks on Sunday. So it's going to be a close tournament.
Looking at the top 20s here, Cam, you talk about Scottie Scheffler. Scheffler's sort of that new guy, right? Like,
yeah, he's an ATM machine. He doesn't win, but he makes top fives.
Yeah, like Scheifele was time. Before, right? Like Xander, right? Yeah. Like sort of, you know, he's not winning, but so top 20, he's minus 105 top 20. I got to get a piece of that.
Webb guy is plus.
What about Webb Simpson, top 20?
Here's the thing.
Plus 120, Webb Simpson.
Webb Simpson basically lives on this golf course, for all you guys that know Wake Forest, but he has ties to Sea Island. This is his home track. This is his neighborhood, right? This is where he lives. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's a little bit dangerous as chalk, Morenci, because he's kind of like one of those guys when he's not golfing, he's a big family man, churchgoer and stuff like that. He doesn't really, I don't know how he works on his game, but when he comes back, he usually takes a couple tournaments and then he gets fired up. I do agree. He could win this tournament. I just don't like the odds. So top 20, yes, Webb Simpson should be on page one of the leaderboard come Sunday.
Here's my five pack of top 20 plays. Scottie Scheffler minus 105, Webb Simpson plus 120, the boys of summer, Russell Henley, I take him every week and he cashes every week, plus 150, the gooch, give me your lunch money. That's actually what that's what Kimberly actually said at the video store. Give me all the money and the cash.
That's right. Dana Plato.
Dana Plato. Rest in peace, Dana.
Yeah, I liked her.
Everyone's dead from that show except Willis. It's ironic.
Can you believe that?
The one guy that got shot outside of a crack den is the only guy that survived the show.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Poor little Gary's gone. Dana's gone. They'll have problems.
Oh, Sham. What about that stupid redheaded kid, Sham? Is he still alive, or he's kind of a...
Well, he doesn't count.
Yeah.
He doesn't count.
You're right. He doesn't
count. Janet Jackson was on the show. She's all right. Although things didn't turn out great for her either.
No.
She's had quite the ride. Scotty Scheffler. So we were talking about the Gooch. And Johnny Vegas. Johnny Vegas, top 20, plus 300.
You know what? Watch out, Gabe. Oh, yeah, I got to add first-round leaders.
I got to take Johnny Vegas first-round leader, too. That's just a gut feel instinct that Johnny Vegas is going to be. And I'm not going to just do top five, top one. I'm going to spread it around. I'm not, because I'm tired, Cam. You see it all the time, man. I always have the guy for first-round leader, and he's always second or third. I want to do that bet, top four type thing.
T5. Yes,
it's four or five. Five, four or five.
Listen to this. Last week I did it with Gooch, Leishman, Henley, Gabe. I did five guys. Three were in the top five, and I made like $600 and something. And these were small bets. Think about it. All the guys you get, even if you don't get 50-1, you're at the top. If you put $30 on it, you got like 12-1 on your guys, right? You do the math, you split it up with the ties, and you still get paid. That's why you got to each weigh them. There's nothing worse than having a guy at the top and you didn't each weigh him, and he's in second place, right? And you get nothing for it. Got to each weigh him, pay him a little bit more money. You'll be happy that you did.
Still scoreless. Washington Capitals and the Los Angeles Kings. Wow. I like the under that game, too. Why the hell did I bet the under here?
Yeah, we're on the Canucks, but what are you going to do? If Vancouver lost by one goal, I'm alive for a huge parlay. I had Chicago over 5.5, Vancouver plus 1.5, under, and then the Kings. A joke.
Okay, let's go to Europe now. The DP Championships. Oh, yeah. This is like the bigger one. Yeah. This is where all the big dudes are actually at here.
We do have a problem, though, Morenci. We do have a station announcement. I got to say, this tournament has started, and it started before you went on the air at midnight. The first groups are already through like five or six holes. So
that's all right. The odds are pretty much the same. I'm looking now. Rory's plus 550 right now. Morikawa's 850. Garcia's 11-1. So the odds are pretty much the same as what they were. You were looking at Weisberger, right, at 22-1?
Yeah, I like Weisberger at 22. I like Billy Horschel at 28, and I got a first-round leader. You can still bet it live, guys, on some sites you can shop around. Richard Bland, 45-1. Dick Bland, 45, first-round leader. Always starts off hot, Richard Bland.
All right, let's see. So Goldster's got first-round leaders and outrights after round one. Connors, Damon, Pereira, McCarthy, Labota. He's got different courses. Labota. Yeah, course. They can't have a better name than a plantation course. Like, really?
Yeah, they're playing on two courses. Yeah, I should call it like the vegetables or fruits and nuts. Yeah, plantation. Not a good. I know they don't mean it like that, but yeah, it doesn't come across.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, maybe they do. Anyway, I don't think. Yeah, Harold Varner.
Plantation course.
He's black, right? He's probably like, what are you guys doing? Like, yeah, clean up. I got to give Gokester credit, Gabe. We gotta give credit where credit's due. Gokester was on Jason Kolkrak, one of the first guys to give it out last week, too. So, guys, Gokester's picks are pretty hot. Watch out for Joel Damon this week at 55-60-1. This guy could cash. He's in good form.
All right.
Yeah,
so
he's
what
on
about
Pub Sports Radio with me on our channel doing the golf stuff. So, way to go, Gokester.
I like Gokester. Yes.
Good
very
stuff.
Good
nice
man.
Nice plug, Babano. Sport Pub, good stuff. Yeah. All right. Hey, Babano, your golf guy's European, isn't he? So what's your picks? You got DP picks here? The European
stuff?
He does,
actually. Hold on. Yeah, he does. He did. We don't usually talk. We don't always talk the European tour on this show, but yeah.
All right, we're holding. Please hold for Babano's golf guy.
Please hold. Yeah, let me guess. He's got like...
what do you mean? You got this under your mattress, Babano?
Hold on, 150-1.
Jamie
Donaldson. Yep.
Yeah, we got Thomas Peters 28-1, Laurie Cantor 45-1, Victor Perez 50-1, Adri Arnaus 80-1,
that's
and
a good
Jason
pick.
Scrivener 150-1.
Wow, Scrivener digging deep with Scrivener 150-1. Babano's golf guy can't help himself, Gabe. He loves bombs.
Got to like that overnight golf cam, huh? You gonna get a little action in here tonight?
I got everything
is,
going
is this,
on.
What network is it on? Is it on in North America? This DP World Tour Championship?
Yeah, it'll be on Golf Channel. I got to change my Fire Stick. I was just watching the Blackhawks Kraken game, but that's the next channel, Gabe, and maybe a little horse racing in between. Yeah, it might be one of those nights. I might have to stay up a couple extra hours, Gabe, while you're watching.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Canon and the Twilight Zone. I'll be in Europe for...
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Got Ian Cameron. All right, we'll get Cam out in a couple of moments here. But Bano and I will get into some football. We got Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports will join us a little bit later on. There's some obscene numbers being thrown around college football. We'll share with you guys. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Interesting dynamic here about the RSM Classic. Four of the last five RSM Classics have gone to a playoff. Interesting. Was there a prop? Will this go to a playoff? What's the prop for that?
I don't think they got let's take a look here.
There's got to be a
find
number.
It?
There's got to be a number for that. There is. Will there be? There's got to be.
I can't find it. Anyway.
All these sports books under maintenance and stuff. You know, what's going on?
Yeah, like people, I told you.
Yeah, there is. I see it. There is. There is.
Yeah, what is it?
What is it? What is it?
+340.
What?
+340, huh?
+340 to be a player.
Yeah, not bad. That's not
I
bad,
know,
actually.
Not bad. But four to last five, Cam, what is it about? Why would this tournament four to last five? Because it's not stars. They can't close, right? I'm going to play that. I want to get in on this.
I'm going to tell you. Want to know why? I'll tell you. It's two answers. You have part one of the equation, part two. When you're playing at courses under 7,200 yards, everybody's in play. That's what I'm saying. The small ball hitters, when it's close to 8,000 yards, they're already done before the tournament.
They're bound to have the same score.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. Like, everybody's going to be in
contention.
We got to
play this.
I'll tell you. Yeah, there'll be 30 guys within, like, two strokes of the lead come Sunday. Trust me. It's going to be a packed leaderboard.
Cam wants more odds, Babano, but I'm in.
No,
+340. It is what it is. They're not giving us +550. Yeah, there's no odds boost for this.
Sir, I'll accept your 340 with a smile. Thank you.
See, I pulled my own birdie. There's an eagle at the last hole. Morency fires an eagle. Fires an eagle. Take this tournament. Will there be a playoff? Yes. +340. Yes. 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 All right, yes. Cam. So. Tomorrow night, we'll be breaking it down. We have the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. Looks like Patterson is in now for the Falcons. At least he's listed on the prop sheets. We'll have all your props. Good stuff, Cam. We'll be breaking it down tomorrow at 6 o'clock Eastern.
Sounds good.
Thank God
I got
there's
a
no
new
Mac
program.
Football tomorrow, right? Good stuff.
Sounds nice and clear, Gabe? Nice and clear tonight? Fantastic. Right.
There we go.
Yeah.
I did it all myself. I'm proud of myself. New tech guy. I'm a tech guy now.
Cleaner and clearer than Neil Armstrong from the moon. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.